This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana, talking to someone that you're going to get to know a little bit more of because he's now stepping into a new role, in a leadership role, and our friend Chris Todia is passing the baton to this wonderful man. His name is Drew Williams. He has served YFC as the COO for the past 3 years, and he's beginning his new role right away. And Drew, congratulations. Welcome. How are you feeling about all of this?
Yeah, thanks so much, Melissa. I am feeling really excited and encouraged to step into this role and to lead this incredible ministry along with this incredible team.
You know, I don't think everybody realizes what a big deal Youth for Christ is around here, but also the impact it makes around the nation. People are aware of the Northeast Indiana area, Youth for Christ. How does it make you feel knowing that we are raising the bar high?
Yeah, the fact that we can reach so many students, even just in our footprint. So just in our region alone, we have the opportunity and ability to reach over 60,000 students with the good news of the gospel, Melissa.
Yes.
And so when you talk about raising the bar, that is so exciting because the next generation is hungry for more. And we're excited to do that.
That's exciting to hear because you're right there with the young people. And of course, we love working with Youth for Christ and all your great leaders there. But knowing that you truly are seeing that young people have a hunger. And can you say in what way do you think that is?
Well, so many ways. One way in particular is I'm a dad of three sons. So I have a 16-year-old, a 14-year-old, a 12-year-old. My wife and I are blessed in that area.
Wow.
And I see it firsthand every single day. They're curious.
Nice.
They're excited, but they're also hungry to know more. And they want people in their lives who they can trust, who can give them guidance and wisdom, because so much has changed. And these young people, what I say is we work in probably the most dynamic industry.
Yes.
When you're talking about 11 to 19-year-olds who don't know yet Jesus, they're changing. Their worldview is changing. So much is impacting them real time. So for us to have that opportunity to be partner alongside of them and walk alongside of them and guide them in this area is just such a blessing.
It is. Nice to hear good things about our young people because, as you know, we tend to point out when someone's in trouble. We tend to point out when someone's been bad and like then we highlight that. There's so much good going on and even right here in our community and in our region, we believe that's happening. How would you have our community in this area pray for you as the new leader, the new CEO, and also for Youth for Christ as a whole?
Yeah, thanks, Melissa. Mm. I would say first and foremost, just pray protection over our team.
Yes. They're
stepping into the gap. They're stepping into the spaces where students are hurting, they're lost, they're confused. So just continue to pray protection and blessing and favor over our team. We have this incredible team of nearly 30 team members who are actively working to serve youth each and every day.
Wow.
And that team extends to the nearly 250 servant leaders, ministry leaders, volunteers that we also have working with us.
That's amazing.
And so first and foremost, just a prayer of protection and blessing over them. You know, as for me, I would just say, that I guide and lead this team well, and that I, first and foremost, lead through servant leadership, and that I steward the mission and ministry that I've been handed.
Well, that's wonderful. We are going to be praying for you, the whole team, and for you as a leader. And tell me what's the thing that you're most excited about.
Wow, most excited about. I would say there are two. One is the team. So I've had the blessing, as you noted, for the last 3 years serving alongside this team in the role as COO.
Yes.
And in that tenure, I have said often, I have just grown to love my job. I love working with this incredible team, including the volunteers. And then the other thing I'm most excited about, again, is making an impact in the lives of young people. We have so much to learn from them, Melissa.
Yes.
And so if we listen well and we earn their trust, the sky is the limit, and God will definitely favor that.
I believe that. All in with you. We support you and believe that God's going to do great things in the years ahead. Mr. Drew Williams, the new CEO of Youth for Christ of Northern Indiana. Thank you and congratulations, my friend.
Thank you, Bill and Melissa.
If you need to know more about Youth for Christ, City Life, and what their outreach is, hopefully you do know, but maybe you say, I would like to get more involved or find out more about their programs. Check it out. I have a link on my conversations page right now at star883.com. Click on Conversations.